Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Q&A Selling Online. I have a question today that came from Facebook Messenger, but coincidentally, I just replied this today to somebody else on a Facebook group. And the question is, why are the Amazon FBA fees so high? So this actually has the FBA fees. There's two kind of fees. One is the normal 15%, depending on what category you're selling in. Sometimes it could be less than 15, and I believe there's cases where it could be more than 15. And if that is the case, let's just call it the 15% Amazon fees. That is not lots. That is not lots. If you consider that lots, that means you do not know what Amazon is giving you in return. They're giving you 390 million customers. They're giving you credit cards on file that you don't have to worry. You don't have to pay commission to those credit card companies. They'll ship the product for you. From if you're FBA, which is fulfilled by Amazon. They do customer service. They take care of refunds. So basically, right now, you either get, you sell on your own store. Let's say you have a Shopify store and you sell it and you do not pay 15% commission to Amazon. And you get, I don't know, let's imagine you're doing 1,000 sales a month. Well, if you go to Amazon and you get another 1,000 sales a month. Personally, I think if you're doing 1,000 sales a month on your own site, taking your listing to Amazon could probably 5x your amount of sales. And it all depends on what you're selling and how big of a brand you have built so far. But if you have to get your own traffic to a Shopify store and you're paying for that, or creating SEO, just search engine optimization, to bring people to your, let's say, Shopify store, man, that costs a fortune, getting that traffic to your site or creating that audience. So if you already have it, congratulations. If you don't, there's 9 chances out of 10, Amazon will 5x your audience just by listing on their platform. So for those 15%, what you get is, I'm not guaranteeing the 5x, but it could be in some cases 10x, 20x. It depends, like I said, how big your brand is on your personal platform. So the 15% is well worth any extra sales. I'm willing to pay affiliate commission to anybody that wants to sell my products 15%. I do more than that. I have several products and I create websites for them. And I create affiliate marketing and I let people sell my products and I pay them commission, and it starts at 20, and then 25, 30, depending on the amount of sales. There's 3 levels. So another situation is if you're talking about the pick and pack fees, that could be considered a lot of money if you are selling cheap products. So that's the situation right there. If you're selling something for $10, for instance, in Canada, the lowest pick and pack fee you can get is like $5.20, something like that. I don't know the exact number right now, but $5.20, I believe it is. While in the States, you can get $2.99. But it all depends on the volume, so on the size of the product, the weight of the product. It's a combination of those two. So, and if it's standard size shipping, and you're selling something for $10, and it costs you, I don't know, say it costs you $1 to buy, $2 to ship it by air, so you're talking about $3. You add another $3 that it costs you minimum for pick and pack fees, and then another $2 for the 15% Amazon commission. So from the $10 sell, you were the person that made the least money. You made $1. Everybody else made the other $9. So you got to account for that. So there's several ways to get rid of this. Is do not sell cheap products. Sell something above $20. Or if you're selling a product that is lower than the $20 mark, you know, if you're selling an $11 item or a $9 or $8, there's people selling $5, then that's just insane. bundle them. Sell a pack of two or three, your pick and pack fees may be exactly the same. If you're paying, $3 or $4 for a quantity of one, if you add a quantity of two or three, in most cases, the pick and pack fees do not change. They'll stay exactly the same amount. And this depends on the size of the product, obviously. But that's the case there. If you're talking about the pick and pack fees, that means you're selling something too cheap. So increase your price or find another product that sells higher, or bundle more than one. Get two or three together and create a bundle. That's it. That is all for today. I hope that answered your question, if you had that question there. So thank you, everybody.